Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge, Hebrews 13:4. Marriage is an institution from God, and was established in the very beginning of the creation, Genesis 2:21-25. Marriage is between a man and a woman, 1 Corinthians 7:2. Marriage is to be a union that is for life, Romans 7:2-3. The only reason allowed by God for divorce and remarriage is because of fornication, Matthew 5:32. One man with one woman for life. This union creates a home, and God decrees that marriage is honorable. The very purpose and design of marriage was to create a home where happiness and love would abide. Any violation of these set rules of marriage constitutes sin, and God will judge sin. God has designed marriage for the reproduction of the human family. The home consists of three vital parts: husband, wife, and children. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Colossians 3:18-21. Herein lies the union of marriage and the obligation of each one in this union. When each part operates as God has directed, the home will be a place of bliss and peace. The Bible uses the beauty and harmony of Christ and the church to show how the home is to operate. Just as Christ and the church are one, so the husband and the wife are to be one. The Bible again takes the law that was given in the beginning to teach that the same law of marriage is still in place in our culture. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Ephesians 5:22-31. In marriage, one is no less than the other. One is no better than the other. The home is to be a place where there is unity and togetherness. Husband, wife, and children make their contribution for the stability and life of the home. Each is important and is to be loved and appreciated. The home is to work in harmony with the will of God to produce good citizens of society and good citizens of the heavenly kingdom. All souls in the home are bound for eternity and should make all preparations for that final journey. Love and cherish each one for life. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ in South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.